Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Receive the word of God, not as the word of men, but as it truly is the word of God.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatsoever?" He said in reply, "Have you not read? From the beginning, the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate." They said to him, "Then why Moses commanded the man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her?" He said to them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce the wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If that is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." He answered, "The law can accept this word, but only those to whom that is granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they were born so, some because they were made so by others, some because they have renounced marriage for the sake of kingdom of heaven. Whoever can accept this ought to accept it." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Gospel, Jesus just mentioned simple, very clear idea. Marriage is for life, no divorce. Love is always eternal, not just temporal. And also Jesus mentioned those who, for the sake of heaven or for the sake of religion, they sacrifice the marriage and live a single life. No matter how, both have to be always living the will of God. And that's the only way that we can keep the spirit of love. True love is sacrificing oneself. We ask the Lord to give us the grace to live better our state of life. If you're married, always truthful to your companion. If you choose to be single, especially for the sake of the Lord, always have the heart of the Lord in our heart. The rest live in God's hand. It's not always easy, there's always temptation, but with the help of God, everything is possible.